You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The mic in my hand.
Don't stop singing there, B. Mitch. Don't stop whistling. Come on now. Hey. Keep the music up, Landfill. I want to hear B. Mitch layer in your whistling. Go ahead.
Oh. I can whistle, dog.
You're in a good mood today.
Hey, always, always.
I'm glad to see you. Good to be sitting in for J.P. Finley. It is B. Mitch and Finley, Steve Zabin sitting in for J.P., who is no doubt out and about doing some holiday shopping today. Probably not. He's probably recovering from the Christmas party. He didn't go to the Odyssey Christmas party? Okay. So he's just off today to enjoy a long weekend.
I would guess.
Yeah, so that's good. And it's just good to be in. Last night's game was amazing and full of all kinds of mayhem.
The end was BS.
Oh, there's a lot of BS that went on last night.
Bruh.
And we're going to get into it today. The Commanders play tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's Saturday. For those of you that did not check your schedule, the weird time of 5 o'clock tomorrow. Tickets if you want to go out and root on the home team and not be one of the Philadelphia invading savages that come south on 95. Uh-huh. Tickets for about 75, 80 bucks on the secondary market, which is a pretty strong secondary number. I've seen some NFL teams this weekend that are well out of it that where you can get into the game for pretty much nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to be the
case
tomorrow.
Not playing the Eagles.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So Landfill and I were trying to suss out what's the percentage split, roughly speaking, tomorrow afternoon at FedEx Field? Northwest Stadium.
I don't have a clue tomorrow.
He says 70-30, Eagles.
I don't know if
that's
it's going to be
that.
That's
a lot.
I think that's a lot to ask for a team that's playing against a team that's not in it in the playoffs on a Christmas day. I mean, on a weekend like this.
Right.
So I don't know. Possible, though. They may want to get one last trip before Christmas.
And of course, there's probably a lot of little Timmys and Jimmys and Susies and Sallys who had asked for a ticket to a Commanders game for this year. And their daddy or their mommy said, this year you've been extra good. I'm going to splurge for you. I'm going to buy tickets to the first NFC championship game rematch. Because we got two of these now. One this weekend and then another one in 2 weeks up there. They probably splurged going, okay, it's going to be huge. It's going to be, we're going to get a chance to get them back. Timmy, we're going to the game. You get to see Jaden Daniel. Nope. Buyer beware. Caveat emptor. Sports does not work out the way you think it's going to work out all the time. So,
just like life.
Right. So you're going to have a great teaching opportunity for your kids if they asked for this ticket and you bought it long ago to tell them sometimes you get Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a team that would probably be better off not winning for draft position.
Yeah.
And then you can also explain to them the absolute inbred savages that are wearing green from Philadelphia. And I know we're going to talk to Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas today at 11. Right, exactly. And by the way, I'm going up to see my in-law savages in Phoenixville in the far west suburbs of Philadelphia. So I will be there as soon as tonight at 8 o'clock when we drive north.
Oh, they're talking trash to you as soon as you get in.
That's fine. They can talk trash. I listen to Hugh and Joe and all the guys. I know all the lineups and their two stations up there. Whenever I'm up there and I'm visiting in-laws, I'm always listening to sports radio and I'm always fascinated because it has a different flow and vibe to it than almost anywhere else in the country.
It's the most aggressive sports talk you're going to hear in your life.
Yes, it is.
And the thing of it is everyone's aggressive.
But they're mostly informed aggressive.
Yeah, the fans are aggressive about everything. If you win by 1 point, not enough.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to let you know about it. The radio personalities, you learn real quick. You better have tough skin.
Yeah.
Because they're coming at you, too.
Oh, yeah.
So when I got there, you had the Angelo Cataldis and all those guys. And Angelo hadn't been there forever.
I know. He just retired a year ago, I believe.
Yes.
So
he basically got George Michael into all the stuff.
Okay.
That was down here.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did anyone up there ever come at Brian Mitchell?
They did.
On the air.
When I first got there.
For what?
Because we lost a preseason game, and the guy was like, well, you on the radio. Y'all lost. I said, well, damn it, I got a 20-week contract. I'm going to be here every week. You got a problem with it? I'm at this place. Show up and see what you got.
Okay, so you were.
He never came.
So you were playing for the Eagles and had a part-time. Like an appearance deal?
I did a radio hit. I mean, I'm a show hit. Every Monday night.
On Monday nights. Okay. All right. Did you ever have a big fumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a fumble, but I came back and had the big return to set up the game winner. So it was like, the guy called in one time where I fair caught a ball.
When was that?
He said,
you fair catching a ball?
I'm not trying to say you're a coward, but. I say, ho, stop. I'm going to explain to you right now what you're about to get, and I'm going to tell you if you ask the question in a different way. I say, if you say I notice you fair caught, why? I'll explain that to you. I'm not trying to say you're a coward, but that's calling me a coward. So I say,
right. It's basically admitting I'm calling you a coward.
I say, the stuff I'm about to say, they're going to have to drop half of it. So,
it's going to be a lot of gaps of dead air, basically.
And I had to explain to him, and I said some choice words, and then he and I became good friends.
Yeah. Well, certainly, certainly in the 0-2 title game, when you took the opening kickoff almost all the way back, I believe you're caught at like the 25, something like that. You're probably still, as great a career as you've had, and I believe you deserve Hall of Fame consideration for your accumulated return statistics. Are you still haunted by the fact you couldn't get to the house on that beautiful return to start the game?
No. I thought I have another chance, but they didn't kick anymore to me.
Right.
They squib kicked the rest of the day.
I know this, watching on TV, and as much as I hate the Eagles, I was like, damn, it's loud there.
Oh, it was loud.
It is freaking lit.
It's
And Brian Mitchell just took it nearly to the house.
I don't know if I heard louder. And then the next play, Deuce went in the end zone.
Yep. Boom. Yeah, exactly. Boom, boom.
And then we stopped listening.
And that was 02, so that was not 07 when McNabb was there. Or no.
Yeah. They were both, McNabb was there.
He was there in 02, but then they went again in 07 when T.O. was hurt.
Yeah.
And played anyway on the bad ankle and played amazingly. Yeah. The 07 trip was the one where they had to shovel out the stadium beforehand, if I recall. And there were like two Eagle fans that got frostbite to the point where they lost a finger shoveling snow.
Hey.
And that's what I mean when I say savages.
Hey.
I'm not saying they're irredeemable savages. I'm not saying they don't have good qualities deep down, but they run different in Philadelphia.
I was rolling in town back in 2000. And it was a billboard. And the kid on the billboard had to be 2, 3.
Yeah.
And he's shooting the bird. And it says, "We start them young.
We start them young." Exactly right.
That's exactly who they are up there, man.
Well, they've had a very inconsistent season. And the Raiders came at just the right time.
Yeah.
Because that was like a warm bubble bath after being out in the cold for a long, long time the week before. So all the griping about everything. Dim down just a bit. It'll be interesting to see what the Commanders have for them in terms of, you know, some oomph and some effort, because the Commanders caught the Giants at just the right time the embarrassment in Minnesota.
Totally.
So it's been very inconsistent, very up and down. One of the things we're going to talk about today on the show, and I'll just throw it out there right now, and that is, who would be the Commanders player of the year? And I believe internally in the team, they vote on this, don't they? Don't they award a...
They normally do, yeah.
Is that the right word? Yeah, intra-team award for the player of the year.
They have a banquet where they do it every year.
That's
normally
right.
When they have the welcome home luncheon, they give it to the person that next year, to the person that they thought was. So.
Did you ever win it?
Yeah, a couple times.
Got the trophy?
Yeah,
they give you a trophy?
At home.
You have plaque?
Yes.
Do you have all your awards and all your trophies?
Got a lot of them.
A lot or all of them?
I got almost everything I've won.
Okay, good.
Everything's in my basement on the wall or somewhere behind the bar.
Can I get a field trip to your basement to see all your stuff?
I'll show you. I give you a video field trip, and then you can come over and check
it out. Yeah. No, I actually like it when you guys who play in the league keep all your stuff and don't just put it in a box. That you appreciate, look, I did something that very few guys do, and I played in this league, and I was successful. So even your little internal team awards, like Brian Mitchell is the player of the year for the Redskins, and you guys were like 4-12 or something. What was your worst year?
3-13.
Yeah, 3-13. Yeah. What year was that?
Can't remember the year.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were 3-13.
Flipped it out of my memory.
It was one of I think it might have been either Richie or Norv's first year here.
All right, so... That's the question then, is who would be that guy?
Yeah.
And I said to you guys, I don't have a great answer because nobody has really blown anyone's skirt up due to various reasons, either injury or inconsistency. But I said, what would you guys think about, you know, Connerly? Because he's a first round pick who's played every game, started every game. And while that may seem like a low bar, I don't consider that a low bar. I'm like, you hit your first-round pick, especially because he was, 29th overall?
Yeah, yeah.
So anytime you got an O-lineman who's going to be a core of your offensive line, you hope, and he starts and plays every game for you, that is a win. There's my
I think it is. And he started slow, but what you expect, you know, and I think that's a lot of, like, when we look at it, we judge everyone with the same brush. We basically look at a rookie and we judge him based off of like a veteran. Because they go, oh, man, I can't believe he made that mistake. Well, he never did this before. He did it in college. He's going to get grown men now.
You shouldn't, though.
Yeah.
Even though we tend to.
But that's how it is. Cause like when you hear you hear people critiquing him, they always like, man, I can't believe he did that. Oh, man, he's going to be. After the first week, they were saying, oh, Lord, bust. He sucks. Oh, a lot of people working this building was saying it too. And then he began to just get better and better and better. And he got drafted. He went through all the rigmarole. Yeah. He got here, did all. He never had a chance to fully go through like an offseason should really be. So once he begins to grow a little bit, go through the weight program, he's going to start to fill out. He'll be better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I think because you watch him naturally, he's athletic as hell. He has good feet. The stronger he gets and the more he hangs around Tunsil, the better he's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought he got to some game and needed his normally you go through a year and you normally face, this guy's not that good. He was going through some of the best every week.
That's right.
And they were coming, because like a lot of the best pass rushers
line up
the other side.
They line up at the opposite side.
But a lot of these teams put him on that side against the right tackle, who's less athletic than the left tackle.
Right.
He had to face some strong dudes this year. So I think he had a great year.
The thing that's hard for me or anyone else who is a citizen of the couch and didn't play the game, we have no real capacity to judge O-line play. Mm-hmm. We may understand some basic principles. We may watch some guys online do their breakdowns. One of my favorites is
Baldy.
Baldy is amazing.
I love him. Yeah.
So funny and so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, look at Quentin Nelson here. Look at Big Q. Big Q is like, I got this guy. Now I'm going to go hunting to the next level. And he'll just break it down. And I love the fact he just points his phone at the projector screen. He doesn't care if it's askew or not even like framed up, right? It's like very casual. Like, look at this man right here. So organic. But I can't, you know, those of us on the couch, we cannot honestly understand O-line play. But look, he's started and played all games so far. Let's hope that finishes till the end. That's a win because, you know, Emmanuel Forbes, Jahan Dotson, Jamin Davis have all entered the chat on guys who did not play all 16 or start all 16 as rookies. I went and looked it up. So Forbes was 14 games played, 6 started, and he was making plays last night again for the Rams. Mm-hmm. Then you had...
He's up and down.
Yeah. Dotson, who has had a few catches, by the way.
He got 12 for the whole year.
I know. He's got a couple, but every now I saw him make a catch 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, that's right. He's still in the league.
Yeah, but people like, man, we let guys go, and they get graded up. They play 14 games.
I know.
He got 12 receptions.
I know.
Pump your brakes.
I know. And I hate to be that guy that school shames, but when he was drafted, I go, oh, you bought a wideout from Penn State. That's not wide receiver you. That doesn't matter. You know, it's all about telling. Like, okay, well, maybe it doesn't matter, but name all the great wideouts from Penn State in history. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Oof. But, you know, you think about Calvin Johnson, how many Georgia Tech wide receivers you see.
I know. So Dotson played 12, started 10. And then Davis played 16 but started 8. But I remember watching him going, what does he do? What are they seeing him?
They were trying to give him a chance to show it to him. But I saw improvement from Connolly.
Okay, so who would be your player of the year, though?
Player of the year.
Commander of the year, even though
Commander
we got
3
games left to prove it.
You know they don't normally go to the offensive lineman. They never get it.
No.
But I think...
Of the skill position guys.
Skill positions, you have to look more at like a...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Rodriguez.
Okay.
You look at Bill, the games when he's started, he's had some good ones. If they stick to the run.
Inconsistent.
If you look at their running game, fourth in the league, if they were to be consistent with it and run it and not, for some reason in the first the beginning of the third quarter, we just go completely away from it.
Yeah, well, Cliff's got cool plays.
They can be.
Cliff's got stuff drawn up he wants to show to the world.
I think they can be as good as any in the league. So that comes with the offensive line. So you probably would have to find a way to give an offensive line award. And I think in this town, it wouldn't be a knock if you go with offensive line award because we probably have the most famous offensive line ever that played here. So
yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. I can't believe it. But Bobby Wagner's played all the games.
He plays everything.
137 tackles.
Hey, man. That
ageless freaking
He's about to be the
wonder.
Third guy in the history of the NFL to go over 2,000 tackles. Only two other guys have done that, and that's Ray Lewis and London Fletcher.
Yeah, that's London's another guy that I think is an outrageous snub for even being considered for the Hall of Fame because he didn't go to a big shishi school.
Yeah.
And he wasn't drafted super high. And,
went to John Carroll.
Right. And because his
ran a 4.39.
His physical dimensions don't impress you. And so these are all perceptive things that get into the heads of these pea-brained Hall of Fame voters who don't know what they're looking at, who don't appreciate tackling. Well, you know, he's good at tackling. I'm like, you don't like tackling?
He had 20-something interceptions.
And he has a bunch of picks,
too. He had more interceptions than Fred Smoot did.
I know.
I like to throw that out there to piss Fred off. but I always use this analogy. If I gave you a Volkswagen Beetle and I gave somebody else a Lamborghini, and the driver of that Beetle, for some reason, beats that Lamborghini every week, who would you say is the best driver?
Oh, the guy in the Beetle. 100%.
So if I come from one of the well-known football schools and I come from one that's not well-known, I do all the things that the guy from the big school did, why the hell wouldn't he be given as much consideration as the other guy?
All right. Today's show brought to you by Rood HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rood.com. Find a contractor near you. Available tax credits and rebates at RUUD.com. Remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. Landfill, real quick on the way to break here, your player of the year, even though there's three games left.
I think I would actually go with Mariota.
Okay. The Mariota thing, we got to get into this because I know that Bickle hates Mariota.
I don't know why.
Well, he says because he makes one completely brain-dead play every
He's
game.
Not the starter. He's not the person who's the top player in the league.
I know. Every time I look at Mariota, I say to myself, you know, he is genuinely non-awful. And there's a lot of teams that would love to have him right now.
Hell,
Colts being the first and foremost team to save their damn season.
Somebody might reach out to him next year give him a chance at a starting job.
Yeah.
Draft a quarterback behind him and let them sit and figure it out.
All right, you can tweet us your thoughts on who should be the Commanders player of the year. We'll get into last night's Seahawks comeback yet again. They did it just like they did it to the Packers in the 2015 title game against all odds with 172 games of nope, you're not coming back from 15 down in the fourth quarter. They're now 1-175 as they stun McVay and the Rams and have taken the pole position in the not only NFC West, but also for the number one seed in the NFC. We'll get into it. B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe sitting in on a Friday.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA Happy Hour every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.